One out of every 11 adults on the planet has type 2 diabetes. Now, if you add in the amount of people who have pre-diabetes along with the type 2 diabetes, it's a much higher number than that. This study says that diabetes is responsible for 11% of the total deaths of human beings annually and costs our healthcare system $760 billion a year. That's £570 billion or 626 billion euros. That's a lot of money that could be saved and spent on other healthcare things. So for the next hour, give or take, I'm going to be live with you talking about this new study that's just been released in the British Medical Journal. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this study and why it's so important and why you need to listen to it and why you need to take this advice and why you need to share this video with every diabetic that you know. And that includes type 2 and type 1 because the information I'm going to give in this video also will help type 1s just as readily as it helps type 2 diabetics. So there's a new study out in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ, that is a systematic review, a meta-analysis, and so basically it's a study that looked at lots of other studies and then conglomerated or combined all the evidence they found and then published it in a systematic review, a meta-analysis. Now, all of the studies they looked at, and this is very important, they looked at control. They looked at randomized trials only. So this meta-analysis is not a conglomeration of epidemiological studies. It's not a conglomeration of observational studies, okay? It's only studies that were randomized. And so what that means, if you're not a scientist or a researcher, that means that it gives these studies a much more power to show causation and to actually be meaningful. If you give people a food frequency questionnaire to fill out once a month or every 6 months, and then you just do an observational study of that, that's a very weak study. This meta-analysis doesn't include any of that. It's only randomized trials. And it's only in human beings. That's very important. This is not rodent studies. This is not dog or pig studies. This is randomized clinical trials in human beings. And I've got the link down here on YouTube, up there on Facebook. I'm not sure where it pops up on Periscope. And I couldn't include it on Instagram. So if you want a link to the actual full text of this study, go to my Facebook or my YouTube channel. And there's a link in the show notes to the complete study. Okay. Now, before we go any further, tell me in the comments where you're watching from right now. Where are you joining me? What city? What state? What country? I see Finland in the house. Who else is with us this morning? I see Texas. I see Scotland. Another Texas. All right. Beautiful. Here's New Orleans. Hey, New Orleans. Florida. There's Florida. Here's Arkansas, my neighbors. Here's Georgia, my other neighbors. Come on, guys. Now listen, this study is so important. And you're not going to hear this information for some reason from the American Diabetes Association or from the associations in other countries that it's their job to give diabetics the most up-to-date, the most important information. For some reason, you're just not going to hear this information from them. I have reached out to the American Diabetes Association and the related agencies in both the UK and in Australia saying, hey, there's a ton of research that you can not just improve your type 2 diabetes, but you can reverse it. You can put it into remission with a low-carb diet. And all I've heard so far is crickets chirping. They don't seem to be interested. And I'm going to get into why I think that is in a few minutes. Who else have we got? Oh, we got Maryland in the house. We got New Zealand. There's Alabama, California. There's June in the UK. Hey, June. So if you know a diabetic, please do not be shy about sharing this information with them. This is not observational. This is not epidemiological. This is randomized clinical trials in humans. a meta-analysis of all those trials. So this information has to get to the diabetic that you know and care about. And you got to get it to them by sharing this video, because they're not going to hear about it from the diabetes associations for some reason. So this study looked at how many different studies? I think 23 different studies on using, 23 studies on using either a low-carb diet or a very low-carb diet. I'm going to talk about what those are in a second. But so 23 different studies have been done. Did you know any studies have been done on reversing type 2 diabetes with a low carb or a very low carb diet? Has your doctor not told you that you can do that? You can put your type 2 diabetes in remission. I certainly hope your doctor has. But if your doctor hasn't told you that, maybe now that you are armed with this knowledge, you'll be able to tell your doctor. You can maybe teach your doctor, hey, did you know that type 2 diabetes is reversible? You might. And so if you help your doctor be smarter, that's going to help every other patient that your doctor takes care of. Right. Does that make sense? So this study is so powerful because it's randomized clinical trials in humans. Typically what you'll see, you've probably seen headlines before that the vegan diet improves diabetes, or the Mediterranean diet improves diabetes. And that's true. If you're eating a standard American diet full of Wheaties and full of Special K and full of donuts and Doritos and Pepsi and Coke, and you switch to a vegan diet or to the Mediterranean diet, you're probably going to improve your type 2 diabetes. And it's not because there's any magic in a vegan diet or a Mediterranean diet. It's because you're eating fewer carbohydrates. Type 2 diabetes has been misnamed. And when you just call it type 2 diabetes, that doesn't really help you understand what to do about it, how to reverse it. I mean, okay, I have type 2 diabetes. I guess I just have to take a bunch of pills and take a bunch of shots, and that's just it. Let's rename type 2 diabetes. Let's call it carbohydrate toxicity syndrome, CTS, because when you call it that, you're putting in the name what caused it, and you're also giving a clue as to what you can do to reverse it or put it in remission. Carbohydrate toxicity syndrome. So it's too many carbohydrates causing it. And in order to reverse it or put it into remission, you just eat fewer carbohydrates. You see how that makes it so much easier? You don't even need an MD or a DO or a PhD degree. At that point, you're just like, oh, carbohydrate toxicity. So eat fewer total carbohydrates. Okay. So for example, if someone had mercury toxicity syndrome, mercury is a heavy metal poison. You could not even have graduated secondary school. And I would say, hey, what do you have to do to make this better? You would go, I guess stop poisoning them with mercury. That would probably make mercury toxicity poisoning better. And I would say, that's it. You're right. Yes. Stop the mercury, and the mercury toxicity syndrome gets better. The same goes for type 2 diabetes, which we're now going to call carbohydrate toxicity syndrome. Immediately, anybody, regardless of their lot in life, their level of education, even really their IQ, they immediately know, oh, it's too many carbohydrates. Okay, gotcha. So now let's talk about the American Diabetes Association and also the American Heart Association and the American Medical Association, because these randomized clinical trials, they compared low-carb diets or very low-carb diets with low-fat diets, which is what the ADA, the AMA, and the AHA all recommend. You eat very low-fat diet for your diabetes, right? And if you've ever tried that, you know it doesn't help your diabetes a damn bit. So why are they recommending that? Well, and like I said earlier, I've reached out to these organizations multiple times and said, hey, low-carb is the way. If someone is a type 2 diabetic, that's way more dangerous for them as far as having a heart attack or a stroke, kidney failure, liver failure, blindness, impotence, amputations, all these terrible, drastic, terrible outcomes. Diabetes is much more dangerous than having a high cholesterol or a high LDL. And I never hear back from the ADA or the AHA. They never answer me. And I wondered why that was. I thought, well, maybe my message is just not getting through. But then I started looking into how the AHA and the ADA and the AMA are funded. And they don't really get money for helping you reverse your type 2 diabetes or put it into remission. They actually wouldn't make any money if they did that. They would make less money because all these organizations, the AHA and AMA, or ADA especially, they get millions of dollars a year in donations from big pharma manufacturing corporations and big food manufacturing corporations. So the big food corporations like Mondelez, PepsiCo, Kellogg's, CW Post, General Mills, Coca-Cola, these guys give them millions of dollars a year in donations. Now, the reason I'm putting the word donation in air quotes is because I don't think it's really a donation. I think it's just a legal payoff to keep them from talking about the low-carb diet. Because if every type 2 diabetic in the world knew that they could reverse their type 2 diabetes, put it into remission with a low carb or a very low carb diet, I think most people would start to eat fewer carbohydrates. But guess what all the big food manufacturers like PepsiCo and Coca-Cola and McDonald's and all the fast foods, Mondelez, Sanitarium, guess what they make their money off of? Foods rich in lots of carbs, processed, ultra processed carbohydrates, sugar, grains, vegetable oils. That's where they make their money. So do you think that if the AHA and the ADA and the AMA started saying, hey, stop eating all these processed carbohydrates, you're actually causing yourself to have carbohydrate toxicity syndrome? If they started to say that, do you think that PepsiCo and Coca-Cola and Mondelez and Sanitarium would all of a sudden not give them $1 million a year? I bet they would. I bet they'd be like, hey, dude, what are you doing? You're hurting my profits here. Nobody's going to buy my Frosted Flakes or my Lucky Charms or my little 6-ounce Coca-Cola can. They're not going to buy that if they know that type 2 diabetes is carbohydrate toxicity syndrome. So shut up or I'll stop giving you money. And I've heard this, and you can call this a conspiracy theory if you want to, but why else would the ADA not be all over this new meta-analysis? Why would they not be paying for advertisements on primetime TV and in large journals and publications and magazines? Why would they not say, hey, please help us get the word out as fast as we can? Because every day people with type 2 diabetes, they die. They die of heart attacks and strokes and heart failure, liver failure, kidney failure. They're on dialysis. They're losing toes and limbs. They're going blind. They're impotent. They can't perform the functions of a father or a mother or a grandparent or a brother or sister. They can't do that anymore because they're so crippled by the carbohydrate toxicity syndrome. Why is the ADA not shouting this? Why are they not spending some of the millions of dollars that they get from big food corporations? Why are they not spending that to educate type 2 diabetics? Hey, you don't have to be type 2 diabetic. There's a new meta-analysis out that says you can reverse it within 6 months with a low-carb diet or a very low-carb diet. And this is randomized clinical trials in humans. This is not epidemiology. Why are they not shouting that from the rooftops? I'll let you be the judge of that. But I tend to think that maybe those millions of dollars of yearly donations might be clouding their judgment a little bit. I don't know. I don't know. What do you think about that? Tell me in the comments. I mean, is it a conspiracy? Is it just business as usual? Is the ADA just run by people who aren't that bright? Do they not read medical research? Because you would think a diabetes organization in any country would be up to date on all the latest research, wouldn't you? So what's up with them? What are they doing? Where are they? Why is it this doc in Nashville, Tennessee, why is he having to go live on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter and tell people about this study? Why is Tracy Brown, the CEO of the American Diabetes Association, why is she not live right now saying, hey, type 2 diabetics, it's over. You don't have to be type 2 anymore. You can put it in remission. Here's the proof. I don't know why they're doing that. So let's talk about it. Now, if you're brand new to me and you're like, who's this crazy redneck yelling at me on social media? Let me help you understand how a low-carb diet will reverse your type 2 diabetes. If you think about your carbohydrate intake, just like the volume on your car radio, if the volume's too low, you turn up the volume with a knob, right? If it's too high, you turn it down. Your carbohydrate intake is the same exact. If you think about it like that, it makes it so much easier to get this done, okay? Some people, the average person in the United States eats somewhere between 200 and 300 total grams of carbohydrates every single day of their life. And they're told to do this. They're told, oh, drink fresh squeezed orange juice for fruit juices. Eat lots of whole grain cereal and whole grain breads. This is recommendations from the AHA and the AMA and the ADA and every other organization around the world who's in charge of supposedly trying to improve people's health, trying to save healthcare dollars, trying to keep our hospital beds as empty as they can in case we have an epidemic or another emergency. You can't have a diabetic in there getting their leg chopped off if you need that bed for something else. Also, the diabetic would not like to, they would like to not have their leg chopped off. Right? Fair enough. So why is the ADA and all the other organizations, why aren't they teaching doctors, teaching dietitians and nutritionists? Hey, stop recommending the ADA diet. Our diet's stupid. It never reverses type 2 diabetes. But a low-carb diet or a very low-carb diet can reverse your type 2 diabetes in 6 months. And in my experience, it can actually do it in 3 months if you do low carb enough. So back to the carbohydrate intake knob. So download a tracker and track how many total carbs am I eating a day. And do that for 3 or 4 days. So you got a good idea. I'm eating 250 grams a day of carbohydrates. And Dr. Barry said that's too many. So turn it down to 100 grams of total carbohydrate a day. And the carbohydrates I personally recommend that you get rid of first are anything with added sugar in it. Get rid of it. That's not food. That is a habit-forming product that's made in a factory by a billion-dollar corporation who does not give a damn about your health. That's what that is. Stop eating that. Stop drinking all soft drinks, especially sweetened. If it's got high fructose corn syrup or if it's got all natural cane syrup in it, or cane sugar, that's going to spike your blood sugar, make your A1C higher, and cause more damage in your diabetic body. Stop all of that. Now, let's talk about fruit juice. Fruit juice actually has just as much sugar, and in some cases, even higher levels of fructose than the high fructose corn syrup sweetened Coke and Pepsi products. Yeah, fruit juice. And so stop thinking that drinking fruit juice as a diabetic is a healthy thing. It is not. That is spiking your blood sugar and causing damage. So step one, get rid of all added sugar and all foods high in sugar. They are nutrient void. They are nutrient depleted. They don't have any nutrients. Like whole grain bread, they actually have to add vitamins and minerals back into it because it's so empty when it comes to nutrition. And most of the time, the vitamins and minerals they add back in are synthetically made and not readily absorbable and usable by your human body. Step two, get rid of all grains, rice, oats, wheat, corn, amaranth, millet, quinoa, rye, all of them. All of them are high in carbohydrates. They're essentially devoid of nutrients unless they fortify them, right? And they're going to break down immediately in your mouth before you even swallow it. Swallow a chewed up piece of bread. You're already breaking it down into sugar in your mouth with an enzyme called amylase. And if you don't believe this, you can chew a piece of bread for 2 minutes and then put one of your test strips and touch it to your tongue and watch it show that there's sugar in your saliva. It came from the bread. It came from the grain. So if I don't care if it's a whole grain tortilla, bread, artisanal bread, hand stone ground bread, it doesn't matter. It all turns into sugar. And if you are pre-diabetic, type 1 diabetic or type 2 diabetic, it's going to spike your blood sugar and you're going to have to either make more insulin with your pancreas or inject more insulin with a needle. That's just the truth of the matter. Step three is to get rid of all vegetable oils. Now, they're not high in carbohydrates, but they are very high in omega-6 fatty acids, which seem in many, many research studies are inflammatory and confuse both your immune system and make it less efficient and also cause chronic inappropriate inflammation all over your body, which can lead to bad outcomes. That's the first three steps, okay? Step four, eat lots of fatty meat. It can be seafood. It can be red meat. It can be white meat. I don't care. Just always eat the fat with the protein as it comes in nature. Meat is an ancestrally appropriate food for humans. Our DNA is built on fatty meat. Our species cut our teeth on fatty meat. To say that meat is not a natural food for humans is foolishness, okay? So the carbohydrate knob, turn it down to 100 total grams a day. Do that for a while. And you'll, because what they also found in this study is that people who eat low carbohydrate diets or very low carbohydrate diets also lose weight better than people on a low fat diet. Their triglycerides actually return to normal. All these good things happen when you eat a low carbohydrate or a very low carbohydrate diet. It's almost as if the human species is a low carbohydrate mammal by design or by evolution. It's almost like we're supposed to eat a low carb diet. If you feed us too many carbohydrates, we become pre-diabetic and ultimately type 2 diabetic. So maybe we just shouldn't eat all those carbohydrates to begin with. And I have a lot of people reach out and say, okay, doc, I'm eating keto or ketovore or carnivore. How long do I have to do that before I can reverse my type 2 diabetes and then go back to my old diet? What's the other name for type 2 diabetes? Carbohydrate toxicity syndrome. Human beings are low carbohydrate mammals by design. You're not ever supposed to eat that many carbohydrates. If you do, it will make you sick. Just like if you drink too much alcohol, human beings are by design low alcohol mammals. You get it? Have a drink every now and then. Have a little sweet treat occasionally, but I'm talking about on a daily basis. Keep your carbohydrate intake low enough that your hemoglobin A1C, which is the marker most doctors use for type 2 diabetes, keep it normal. And in the United States, it should be under 6.5. And I forgot what the number is in the EU and the UK. Somebody put it in the comments if you remember the conversion. I forgot to convert that. I'm sorry. So after 3 months of 100 carbohydrates a day, go back and get your A1C checked again. If it's still high, turn down the knob. Turn it down to 50 total grams of carbohydrates a day. Fill your diet with delicious, nutritious, nutrient-dense, low-carbohydrate foods. You're going to be getting all the fatty acids, all the amino acids, all the vitamins, and all the minerals you need, because low carbohydrate foods are always nutrient dense. Now, I'm talking about one ingredient, whole foods, real foods, okay? I'm not talking about low carb Atkins bars. I'm not talking about keto bars or shakes or powders, none of that crap. I'm talking about eating real food like human beings have done ever since we've been on this planet. That's what you've got to do. Eat real food and eat a low carbohydrate diet. Okay. Does that make sense? So after 3 months of 50 total grams of carbohydrate a day, get your A1C checked again. If it's going to be better, I promise you, it's going to be better, but it may not be back to normal yet. If it's not, turn down your carbohydrate intake to 20 total grams a day. Okay. And so you just keep doing this until you've got a normal A1C. When your A1C is no longer 6.5 or higher, you, my friend, have reversed your type 2 diabetes. Is that awesome or what? Emma says, is it okay for someone with familial hypercholesterolemia to do keto and will it help? It's a great question. So the American Diabetes Association, the AMA, the AHA, and every other organization around the world, they really want you to focus on if you have high LDL or not. But they don't want to talk about your blood sugar and your A1C. I've got lots of videos, Emma, about having a high cholesterol or a high LDL. Dr. David Diamond has videos on YouTube about familial hypercholesterolemia and how it's actually not a big deal that you were told it was. Thanks, Leslie, for that super chat. Thanks, guys, for the stars and super chats and applause. Thanks so much to my Facebook supporters and my patrons on patreon.com. You guys are part of our family, and we love you to death, and we thank you so much for your support that makes what I'm doing right now possible. Let's see if there's some other good questions here. All Lori says, can you reverse Crohn's? Lori, we've had hundreds of people reach out to us on social media and say, when I eat a carnivore diet, my Crohn's symptoms, my ulcerative colitis symptoms, my IBS symptoms, they go completely away. It's almost like fiber is not an essential thing that you need to get in your diet. Many people actually, their bowel symptoms get markedly better when they don't eat any fiber. This is a great question. Julie says, is it ever too late to reverse diabetes? Julie, I love this question. The answer is, if you're still breathing, if you can still fog a mirror, it's not too late. I don't care if you're 102 years old. When you eat a low carbohydrate diet or a very low carbohydrate diet and your diabetic numbers start to improve and your diabetic symptoms start to improve and your risk for heart attack and stroke and all the other disastrous complications that come along with type 2 diabetes, when your risk for all those go down, at what age would you not be happy with that? At any age, if you're 102, I guarantee you, you want to live to be 103. I would. So it's never too late, Julie, regardless of how terrible your diabetes is right now, regardless of even if you've already had disastrous outcomes from your diabetes, it's never too late to put on the brakes, to turn down your carbohydrate intake knob, get your numbers back to normal, and stop the damage from happening. It's completely within your power to do that. There's hope. Regardless, Julie, no matter how long you've had it, how much damage has already been done, there's still hope to live a pretty normal life and have your type 2 diabetes in remission. Is that cool or what? Now, let's try to keep all the questions. Let's just talk about diabetes today. Any questions about diabetes? Try to keep your questions short. I'm going to try to answer as many as I can. And like I said earlier, I've got a link to this study. Maybe you need to print a copy of this study off and take it to your doctor. Maybe you need to post this study on your social media and tag the American Diabetes Association and the American Heart Association and the American Medical Association and say, hey, are you not aware of this? Why are you not helping type 2 diabetics? If you're in another country, tag your diabetes organization and say, hey, have you seen the study? Did you know about this? Why are you not talking about this? I get this a lot. Ramikla says, I'm worried about atherosclerosis. And you should be, Ramikla. You should be worried about atherosclerosis. It's my contention that having high blood sugar and chronically high insulin levels, which happens in both type 1 and type 2 diabetes, if you're eating too many carbohydrates, that is the primary cause of atherosclerosis. More and more research is coming out showing that LDL cholesterol being high, that's not the primary cause of atherosclerosis. Having a high total cholesterol, research is showing on almost a daily basis, that's not the primary cause of atherosclerosis. It's caused by chronically high levels of blood sugar, insulin, and inappropriate inflammation in your body, and it's predominantly coming from the food that you eat. Now, if you're just eating a junk food diet and you don't listen to anybody, then it's kind of your fault that you're a type 2 diabetic. But what about all those diabetics out there who've been following the diet that their dietitian or their nutritionist or their doctor told them to eat? Where did the nutritionist, dietitian, and doctor, where did they get their information? From the American Diabetes Association. That's right. So where is the ADA? Why are they not commenting on this live right now, apologizing to all you type 2 diabetics saying, we're very sorry, we didn't know better, but now we do because we watched one of Dr. Berry's videos, and now we're going to start running ads in magazines and ads on YouTube videos saying, hey, eat a low-carb diet or a very low-carb diet if you're a type 2 diabetic. We're going to try to do better in the future. We're sorry that we misled you. All right, let's see what we got here in the questions. I'm not able to see the Instagram questions. Sorry, you guys. Please, if you haven't already done so, if you know a diabetic that you care about, please share this video with them. You can send it in an email or a text message, WhatsApp, however you can get it to them. This information, just this one concept, that carbohydrate intake, you can just turn down the volume on it. And this study also found that there were no negative adverse events or negative outcomes. They said that people lost weight on a low-carb diet. Their A1C got better, their fasting glucose got better, their triglycerides got better, and there were no adverse events from eating a low-carb diet or a very low-carbohydrate diet. So all you guys who worry about, oh my God, if I eat all that fat, I'll have a heart attack, they were looking at that in this meta-analysis of randomized clinical trials in humans, and they didn't find any adverse consequences. The only thing they found that worried them is that it, some people's LDL cholesterol went up, and we already know that, don't we? That happens sometimes on a low-carb diet or a ketogenic diet, a ketovore diet or a carnivore diet. Sometimes your LDL cholesterol will go up, but that is far, far less dangerous than having a high blood sugar or having a high insulin level or having a chronically high level of inappropriate inflammation. Never forget that. LDL might matter, but it's here, okay? And having high blood sugar, having type 2 diabetes is this dangerous. LDL might be this dangerous. So which risk factor do you need to worry about first? I would say let's fix the diabetes. And then if you want to worry about LDL, you can. Oh, here you go. Lily Carter says, diabetic meds cut in half since I've been carnivore. How do I know when to stop them completely? My doctor is no help. So, Miss Lily, I would recommend that you click the link for the study, print out a copy, and take it to your doctor and say, hey, dummy, stop listening to the ADA. This is how you reverse type 2 diabetes right here with a very low carbohydrate diet, like the carnivore diet. Maybe you'll help your doctor understand that it seems fairly obvious that the American Diabetes Association, their allegiance lies with someone else besides type 2 diabetics. And I'm not sure who their allegiance lies with. Ah, great question. So it's so confusing because we've been taught our whole life that if you eat whole grain or organic, whole grain, stone ground, that's somehow magically healthy. And that's bullshit. That's not true at all. G Wiz says, does it matter to keto blood sugar if grains and bread, et cetera, is organic? So it doesn't have any herbicides, it doesn't have any pesticides, and it's non-GMO. Valid question, because we're taught so often that those trigger words, organic, herbicide-free. But so if you take some wheat, and let's not even talk about the modern GMO wheat. Let's talk about emmer wheat or einkorn wheat, the ancient wheats. Do they have a lower carbohydrate count? No. I do want you to eat things that are herbicide free. 100% I do. I want you to eat things that have no pesticides on them. I want you to eat things that are non-GMO. But when it comes to grains, when it comes to sugar, it doesn't matter if they're non-GMO or not. It's the carbohydrates that are causing your carbohydrate toxicity syndrome. You get that? So yes, eat non-GMO. Yeah, I'm 100% for that. Avoid herbicides and pesticides. Try to avoid animals that have been mistreated during their life. But it all comes down to the carbohydrate intake. If you're eating too many total carbohydrates, you are going to spike your blood sugar. You're going to develop prediabetes, then you're going to develop type 2 diabetes, and then it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And the average doctor will just keep adding more pills, more prescriptions, more injections, and then they'll add dialysis when your kidneys are totally shot, and then they'll put you on the liver transplant list when your liver is completely shot. They'll send you to the retinologist for yearly exams as you slowly go blind eating all those carbohydrates. And it's not because the average doctor doesn't care. It's not because they're mean. It's because they get their information from the American Diabetes Association, who's telling them to tell you that you need to eat a low-fat diet if you're a diabetic. What? Yeah, that's where it's coming from, guys. So I would love it if everybody watching this on Twitter would tag the American Diabetes Association in this video or just retweet it to them. If enough of us say, hey, what the hell's wrong with you? What are you talking about? Eat a low-fat diet if I'm a diabetic. What did you fall and hit your head? Tracy Brown, the CEO of the American Diabetes Association, she controls her diabetes with a low-carb diet. She said she did on a podcast. But when the word got out that she had said that, she's never mentioned it again. She has lots of TikTok videos and Instagram reel videos and Twitter videos of her riding her bike and dancing because that's good exercise. But she hasn't mentioned a low carbohydrate diet again. I wonder if Pepsi Cola and Coca Cola and Mondelez and Kellogg's gave the board of directors a call and said, "Hey, why don't you ixnay on the low carb A? Because that's going to hurt our profits." I don't know. Surely that didn't happen. That's surely not how it works at that level of corporate America. Surely it doesn't work that way. But for some reason, Tracy Brown, who controls her own type 2 diabetes with a low carbohydrate diet, now refuses to mention it again. I don't know. Maybe tweet Tracy Brown and say, "Hey, why don't you talk about the low carb diet more?" Because there's this new meta-analysis of controlled randomized clinical trials in humans that says you can reverse type 2 diabetes in 6 months. If it's good enough for you, Tracy Brown, why is it not good enough for me? Why are you not telling me about it? I feel like that's a valid question. Ask it very respectfully. Don't be an asshole. Ask it very nicely and say, "Hey, what the heck? Why are you not teaching type 2 diabetics to eat a low-carb diet or a very low-carb diet?" Jason says, "Does tobacco keep your blood sugar up? If you're chewing or dipping tobacco, they almost always add sugar to those, right? And so, yeah, definitely that's going to spike your blood sugar. If you're smoking cigarettes, first of all, why the hell are you smoking cigarettes, Jason? That's really bad for you and dumb. Stop doing that. Smoking tobacco is going to cause chronic inappropriate inflammation all over your body, not just your lungs, as some people believe. It's going to cause inflammation everywhere, which is going to lead to worsening symptoms, worsening chronic disease, regardless of whether you're diabetic or not. Stop smoking. Come on, man. Let's see. Yeah, Wayne's exactly right. Going for a 30-minute walk after a meal does keep your blood sugar from spiking as high. Yeah. What if, Wayne, you combined a low-carb diet with a 30-minute walk? You could reverse your type 2 diabetes even faster, couldn't you? And no longer would you just be managing your chronic progressive type 2 diabetes. You would actually be reversing it and putting it into remission. And also, when you put your type 2 diabetes into remission, all the research shows that you stop having the risks of heart attack, stroke, and all the other things. Anytime your blood sugar is high, you are doing damage and increasing your risk of a bad event. Great question. Yeah, G Wiz says, "What about intermittent fasting with keto?" 100%. If you want to lower and reverse your type 2 diabetes even quicker, you're going to intermittent fast with your low carbohydrate diet or your very low carbohydrate diet. Absolutely. Yeah, Abraham, keto rash is a myth that the big food manufacturers got all the magazines to write about when keto was becoming very popular. They wanted to talk about keto rash. They wanted to talk about keto bad breath. They wanted to talk about keto crotch and keto butt crack. But the truth of the matter is that human beings are designed to eat a low carbohydrate diet. And the diet, what I'm telling you, this, they didn't study keto diets. They studied low carb diets and very low carb diets. These are MDs and PhD researchers who did a meta-analysis on randomized clinical trials in adults. And they found that they could reverse your type 2 diabetes. So let's just say keto did cause a rash, or did cause a bad stinky crotch or stinky breath or keto butt crack. Let's say it did. If you were a type 2 diabetic, wouldn't you rather have keto butt crack and have your type 2 diabetes in remission? Because I sure would. I could put some ointment on my butt crack, but you can't put ointment on type 2 diabetes, especially after it's destroyed your kidney function, destroyed your liver function, given you heart failure, given you a stroke and a heart attack, and you're in the nursing home waiting for somebody to come wipe your keto butt crack because you can't do it anymore because you had a stroke because of your out of control type 2 diabetes. Think about this. Let's get our priorities straight. You want to fix type 2 diabetes before you even worry about anything else. Because let me tell you what I found in my clinical experience over the last 20 years and from thousands of people on social media. When you eat a low carb diet or a very low carb diet, your blood pressure is going to come back to normal too. Okay. So if you have hypertension, this works for that too. Yeah. Yeah. And so if you've reversed type 2 diabetes and improved your hypertension, you understand you have slashed your risk of heart attack and stroke 70, 80, 90%. How huge is that? How amazing is that? So don't worry about the myths that big food and big pharma keep putting in the mainstream media about keto butt crack, keto crotch, keto breath, keto rash. Worry about what's going to kill you. Worry about what's going to literally kill your mom or dad. And that's type 2 diabetes that has not yet been reversed or put into remission. Thanks for that question. Not being mean to anybody, but I mean, it's what the heck? Here's the writing on the wall. What are we waiting for? Let me find a good question here. Ronald says, hi, Dr. Barry, you and your wife are phenomenal. If you don't follow my wife, if you'd like to see what I eat every day, what's this smart ass? What's he eat every day? Go to YouTube. Her channel is called Nisha Loves It. And she puts what we eat in a day, what I eat, what she eats, what our 15-month-old baby eats every day. I guarantee you it ain't Goldfish, fish crackers, and Coca-Cola. I can damn well bet you that. Okay. You've been, so Ronald's been doing the ketogenic lifestyle for 2 years now. It's amazing. I'll never go back to the sad diet. I've lost 60 pounds from doing keto. Yeah. And this meta-analysis says people who eat a very low carbohydrate diet, which is what keto is, they lose weight. Their triglycerides go back to normal. Their hemoglobin A1C goes back to normal. Their blood sugar, blood glucose goes back to normal when they eat a very low carbohydrate diet, like a ketogenic diet. 100%, Ronald. Keep it up, brother. And anybody who's already used a low carb diet, keto, ketovore, carnivore, if you've already used that to reverse your type 2 diabetes, please tell your story in the comments and on social media, because we're still waiting to hear from the American Diabetes Association. I don't know where they are. They're in an undisclosed location, not talking about the low carb diet that CEO Tracy Brown uses to control her type 2 diabetes. I'm not sure why that is. If you want the recipe for the best meatloaf I've ever had in my life, go to Nisha Loves It on YouTube, and she's got a meatloaf recipe there. OMG. It's very low carb. It's very, very low carb. And it is delicious. It will not spike your blood sugar, but it will feed your brain all the nutrition it needs to work optimally. Let me find another good question or two here. We've got a few more minutes. Ask your questions in the comments, guys. If you got a question about diabetes and low carb, ask away. Louise says, is there something that shows what veggies not to eat? So I'm not anti-veggie. I'm anti-high carb. So Louise and everybody else, I'm not saying never eat fruit, never eat berries, never eat vegetables. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there is a certain level of carbohydrate intake that you're going to reverse your type 2 diabetes with. It might be 100 grams a day. It might be 50 grams a day. It might be 20. It might be like me. I used to be pre-diabetic. My hemoglobin A1C was 6.2 when I finally woke up and go, whoa, I've been following the ADA diet and it ain't working. I reversed my pre-diabetes back. Now my A1C is like 5.3. I did that with a very low carbohydrate diet. I started with low carb. Then I went to keto, and now I'm essentially a carnivore. And so for me, for my physiology, I have to be almost zero carbs to keep all my numbers right where I want them to be and to feel like I want to feel and look like I want to look. So Louise, if you want to eat veggies, berries, fruits, that's fine. But you got to find out where is your personal carbohydrate intake knob. Where does it need to be set so that your hemoglobin A1C is normal? Now, under 6.5 is non-diabetic, but anywhere from 5.7 to 6.4 is pre-diabetic. And there is research that shows without doubt, some of it was done at the University of Tennessee in Memphis, where I went to med school, that even with pre-diabetes, you're doing damage to your heart arteries, your brain arteries, your kidney and liver arteries. You don't even want to be pre-diabetic. So you want to keep turning down that carbohydrate intake knob until your A1C is under 5.7. When it's there, you're back to normal. Your risk has returned to baseline. And you can live a long, happy, healthy life and keep all your fingers and toes, keep all your body parts working above the belt and below the belt. You can keep your brain functioning optimally. You can put off having a heart attack or stroke for years, if not decades. Who's not for that? I'm for that. Where's Tracy Brown? I keep expecting her to pop up in the comments with an apology to all you type 2 diabetics. Yeah, here's a great question. I missed it. Where'd you go? Ah, dang it. Quit jumping around. Joanne asked, well, there we go. What about supplements that they say will reduce blood sugar levels? There are several supplements out there that will reduce your blood sugar levels to some degree. That's true. And they cost anywhere from $20 to $150 per bottle. And you have to take them for the rest of your life to have, usually it's a 5 to 20 point drop in your blood sugar on the American scale. Why wouldn't you just save that money and use that to buy delicious low carb or very low carb food and just eat real food like human beings have done for our entire existence on planet Earth? That seems to me like instead of trying to cheat and eat too many carbs and then take a supplement to lower your blood sugar, why not just skip that step, save that money, and spend that money on good quality, real, whole, one ingredient, low carb food, Joanne? That's what I would recommend. That's what I do every day of my life. And I used to be pre-diabetic. Let's see what's going on. Wayne says, learn to love eggs. They are highly nutritious and there's hundreds of recipes. I totally agree. Eggs are a gift from the creator and you should eat them every day. Now, Arigato, this is not about diabetes, but Arigato has asked me 800 times, does keto help attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? Well, I'll just tell you this, Arigato, it helped mine. I have severe ADD. I've had it all my life. Eating low carb, I'm more focused. I'm more able to sit still and work on one task instead of flitting all over the room. And we've actually got feedback from hundreds and hundreds of parents saying when their children eat low carb or very low carb, their attention deficit disorder, hyperactivity disorder, the symptoms are much less severe. There, I got you, Arigato. Now, back to diabetes. Here's a good question. I'm gonna teach you guys all something. Rudy says, can high Dawn effect kick you out of ketosis and fat adaption? So when keto was getting really popular, there were lots of gurus that came to the low-carb space, right? Because there was money to be made there selling the supplements and selling the keto shakes and bars and powders and creams and lotions. Don't worry about this kind of stuff, Rudy. You focus on eating a very low-carbohydrate diet. If you do that, your body, the physiology, the thing that actually causes the Dawn effect, which I've got a YouTube video about, you can watch that and learn exactly why that happens. It's not abnormal. It's not bad. It is a required physiological action for you to wake up every morning. Okay. So stop worrying about the Dawn effect. Stop worrying about the Somogyi effect. Stop worrying about rebound. Stop worrying about all that stuff. Eat a proper human diet, just like my shirt says, proper human diet. And that is by definition a low carbohydrate diet or a very low carbohydrate diet, just as the researchers found in this meta-analysis of randomized clinical trials in human beings. That's how you reverse type 2 diabetes and a host of other chronic medical conditions. I hope this video helped you guys greatly. Please share it with a diabetic you know and love. This is Dr. Barry. I'll see you next time.